Today, March 7th, is the feast day of two of the early great women saints of the church, two martyrs, two of the early Christian heroes, Saints Perpetua and Saint Felicity. These two are mentioned in the first Eucharistic prayer called the Roman Canon. Saint Perpetua and Felicity were martyred way back in the year 203, along with four other of their Christian companions, in Carthage, which is in northern Africa. And the accounts of the diary that they kept in prison, as well as some of the ancient writers who were writing at the same time, wrote about these, and we still have these ancient Christian documents. In fact, they're so ancient that some of the people wanted to have these included in sacred scripture, but St. Augustine said, no, these are not, you know, part of the inspired word of God. But that's how ancient these writings are. Well, who was St. Perpetua? St. Perpetua was a very young, beautiful, well-educated, noble woman. She was a young wife and a mother of an infant son. At the age of 22, she began to study to become a Christian. She was a catechumen. Her father, who was not a Christian, encouraged her to deny the faith when she was arrested for being a catechumen. He even tried during the trial that she was undergoing to try to convince her to reject her Christianity. Because she was unwilling to offer sacrifice to the pagan gods, she was arrested and imprisoned, and before her execution, she was baptized. So we have her diary that she wrote in prison. Her diary ended the day before her execution in the amphitheater, which I'll read the account from the Liturgy of the Hours today. Saint Felicity was Perpetua's servant. She was a slave woman. She was pregnant, so she was expecting a child. And she too was arrested and imprisoned, but because she was with child, even the pagans would not execute a woman who was with child. But 3 days before the execution, she gave birth to a little baby girl in prison. And the child was then given to Christian friends to raise. She was also led into the amphitheater in the public games and beheaded along with Saint Perpetua for being a Christian. And the crowds watched as these two heroic women, these other four men, were led to their death. And again, many of the pagans were converted by the heroism of these early Christians. So these were really ordinary wives and mothers that love Christ above all things, even above their families and above everything. As you know, in the four-volume set of the Liturgy of the Hours, we have the Office of Readings. So today I'll just end by reading the account of the martyrdoms. Again, this is the death of the martyrs of Carthage, and going back way to the early part of the 3rd century. The day of the martyrs' victory dawned. They marched from their cells into the amphitheater as if into heaven, with cheerful looks and graceful bearing. If they trembled, it was for joy and not for fear. Perpetua was the first to be thrown down, and she fell prostrate. She got up, and seeing that Felicity was prostrate, went over and reached out her hand to her and lifted her up. Both stood up together. The hostility of the crowd was appeased, and they were ordered to the gate. There Perpetua was welcomed by a catechumen named Rusticus. Rousing herself as if from sleep, so deeply had she been in spiritual ecstasy, she began to look around. To everyone's amazement, she said, When are we going to be led to the beast? When she heard that it had already happened, she did not at first believe it until she saw the marks of violence on her body and her clothing. Then she beckoned to her brother and the catechumen and addressed them in these words, "Stand firm in faith, love one another, and do not be tempted to do anything wrong because of our suffering." Saturus, too, at another gate, encouraged the soldier, saying, "Here I am, and just as I thought and foretold, I have not yet felt any wild beast. Now believe with your whole heart, I will go there and be killed by the leopard in one bite." And right at the end of the games, when he was thrown to the leopard, he was in fact covered with so much blood from one bite that the people cried out to him, "Washed and saved, washed and saved." And so, giving evidence of a second baptism, he was clearly saved, who had been washed in this manner. Then Saturus said to the soldier, "Farewell, and remember your faith as well as me. Do not let these things frighten you, let them rather strengthen you." At the same time, he asked for the little ring from the soldier's finger. After soaking it in his wound, he returned it to the soldier as a keepsake, leaving him a pledge in remembrance of his blood. Half dead, he was thrown along with the others into the usual place of slaughter. The people, however, had demanded that the martyrs be led to the middle of the amphitheater. They wanted to see the sword thrust into the bodies of the victims, so that their eyes might share in the slaughter. Without being asked, they went where the people wanted them to go. But first they kissed one another to complete their witness with the customary kiss of peace. The others stood motionless and received the death blow in silence, especially Saturus, who had gone up first and was the first to die. He was helping Perpetua, but Perpetua, that she might experience the pain more deeply, rejoiced over her broken body and guided the shaking hand of the inexperienced gladiator to her throat. Such a woman, one before whom the unclean spirit trembled, could not perhaps have been killed had she herself not willed it. Bravest and happiest martyrs, you were called and chosen for the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we pray today, Saints Perpetua and Felicity, pray for us.